It's been an amazing, amazing week for the Welsh national side. And what an absolute party it must have been in all of Wales, from the top to the bottom, as the country qualified for Euro 2016. I mean, just watching some of the scenes after the game the other night, and just watching Gareth Bale celebrating, everyone's very excited. And of course, getting into the top 10 in the FIFA World Rankings as well, ahead of England. It's unbelievable, really, isn't it? So I thought I'd try and get a gauge on what's been going on in Wales, and of course abroad as well, as I've been going away to all these other countries playing these games. So I've got with me right now a very good friend of mine, actually. Tim Edwards is on, and he is a man who's behind the Fearless in Devotion Wrexham FC webzine at the moment, and many other things as well. You all right there, Tim?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thanks. Very good. So a pretty crazy journey for yourself, because I know that you've been going away and you've been going to the games. Just tell me what this journey for Wales has been like.
Well, ultimately it's been worth it in the end. It's been a long time coming, and there's been a hell of a lot of miles clocked up by a lot of people who've spent a fair bit of money on it, really, and they've had to save up to go to some far-flung places, some nice, some not so nice, some hotter climates, some not. So to see all that culminate in qualification after what, 57 very long years was certainly worth waiting for.
Yeah, I mean, that was just amazing. And the celebration, the scenes were amazing. I'm looking at some of the pictures now, especially from the game against Andorra, where there was a 2-0 victory with Aaron Ramsey and Gareth Bale getting the goals there. Gareth Bale has obviously been a massive talisman for your side. Even losing in Bosnia, and just watching Chris Coleman walking around the pitch, not really knowing what had happened in the other games. And then eventually it got to him, and then you see him running around. You were there, weren't you? Were you in Bosnia, or am I going crazy?
Yeah, I was the lucky 725 people to get tickets. There was probably triple that in terms of Welsh fans that actually travelled. So yeah, one of the lucky few to actually be in the away end of the ground to witness history. Really, it wasn't in best circumstances how to do it, and we kind of got it sort of by default or by proxy, if you like. But, you know, we made our own luck, and we put in all the hard work to get into that position, really. So to be there, witness the celebrations, it was utterly bizarre, really, because that game totally sobered everybody up, by which point we were trying to obviously keep an eye on the Cyprus-Israel score, and then that filtered through on the scoreboard at the far end of the ground. And before we knew it, we were sort of gone from one extreme to the other, from sort of brushing off a first defeat in quite some time, to ultimately celebrate what we were all there for, really. And to get over that line finally, it's testament to all the hard work that the players have put in, the coaching staff. Chris Coleman, obviously, he wasn't everybody's cup of tea to take over, especially in such tragic circumstances with obviously Gary Speed dying. But from a little bit of tragedy, something good has come from it further down the tunnel, really. And we're all delighted, and it still hasn't really sank in, to be honest.
Yeah, I can imagine. Was there a fair party atmosphere after that game in Bosnia?
Yeah, it was a strange one, really. The Bosnian authorities were quite strict, in the sense that I don't think they'd had a British team playing that particular part of the country before. So there's quite a large police presence, and obviously that neck of the woods, they don't take any nonsense, really. So there was definitely a party atmosphere after the game. It was a bit strange because obviously we got a coach convoy taken back to Sarajevo, where most of the fans are based. So we've got a police convoy taken back there, which ultimately took probably over 2.5 hours before what was essentially a 45-minute journey. So that dampened it slightly, but we were all singing, dancing on the bus. And even when we came out, there's a large high-rise block of flats which sort of faces the away end as you come out of the ground. And there must have been 15, 20 locals hanging out of their flat windows clapping the Welsh fans, and one even had a flag, one had a Wales scarf. It was surreal. And but obviously, you know, it was a great place to go. I'm glad I went, as I'm sure everybody did, to sort of ultimately witness something that, you know, never seemed to be possible for so many years.
I guess the real party was at the Cardiff City Stadium, though, wasn't it, yesterday, with the eventual sort of qualification parade, really, after that 2-0 victory. And again, looking at some of the pictures, the atmosphere in that stadium must have been absolutely bonkers. And I don't think anybody in Wales has probably slept, have they, since that game ended?
No, I imagine there's a few sore heads. I've no longer got back to North Wales after the sort of 3.5-4 hour drive from Cardiff. But yeah, it was really good. I wouldn't say it was muted before the game, but there was no apprehension. I think we didn't really know how to deal with it because we've not been in that position before, where we've gone into a dead rubber match with nothing riding on it other than another possible 3 points, and the qualification's already in the bag. So we didn't really know how to celebrate because we've not been in this position before. It's just surreal. And eventually, when the drinks start to flow and everybody filters in from different parts of the country and sort of various meeting points, that's when it really started to hit home what we'd achieved. And obviously the management of the Welsh team called for fans to get into the ground early. Super Furry Animals played at 7 o'clock, so that definitely got it into more of a partisan atmosphere. And then beyond that, the game was a bit of a blur. It was very much more about the atmosphere than what was happening on the pitch, which was largely bypassed by everything else. It wasn't a great game. It was still a decent result. And even now, it's just, I've got my programme in front of me, and I'm thinking, well, this is essentially a bit of a piece of history as well, because this basically sums up what we've all wanted and what we finally got. And, I'm probably babbling because it's all a little, we've been a little bit delirious this past week. It's been a long week, but it's been definitely worth it and money well spent.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, it must be just such an amazing feeling. And of course, being above England in the official FIFA rankings for the first time in however long it is, it's amazing, isn't it? It's such a brilliant thing.
It is, and we always have a bit of banter about it, and we all know that England are a massive footballing nation and they're always expected to do well, and they've always handled that pressure. It's pressure that Wales have never really had up until this campaign, really, and that's something they're going to have to deal with now as a sort of complete new facet to what they've had before. So I'd never really taken much notice of the FIFA rankings, understandably. A couple of years ago we were like 112th or 150th, and then all of a sudden we're 8th and we're one place behind Brazil, which is obviously nice, but I can't imagine we're on the same level as such a world superpower in football, but it's nice to see. I think we're going to drop out of the top 10 as a result of that defeat in Bosnia, but to be there, it's part and parcel of what's been achieved in this campaign, and it's great to say, we're finally above England and we can have a bit of banter and rib the old enemy, especially obviously with the rugby as well. So there is that. It's good to have one over for once. It's not going to last, obviously, but it's good to see such a small nation with limited resources compared to other nations do so well.
How do you think you're going to get on in France, though?
I think we'll do okay. We were discussing this today. We need a goal scorer. That much is true. I think there's only one team that scored less than us in the qualifying group. I think that was Andorra. I can't remember now, but we can't. People say, they're just a one-man team. Well, Gareth Bale doesn't defend on his own, does he? So, yes, he scores goals for us, but Ashley Williams has been outstanding. Hennessy's been superb in goal. They've just gelled as a unit, and the good thing is that they've formed friendships off the pitch, which, you obviously hear about. To go back to the England thing, you see John Terry and stuff, and you wonder, is he pally with all these off the pitch and so on and so forth, but there seems to be more of a togetherness with this Welsh team. Obviously they play at different levels, some of these players, but it is a mutual respect there. And I think we'll get out the group. Unfortunately we're going to be one of the lower seeded teams, which could make things difficult for us, but as long as you keep the clean sheets going, and we look at sort of solving a bit more in terms of attack and where the goals are going to come from, I think it'll be okay. There's some really, really good young players coming through, and that's the future. That's the target then, to qualify for the World Cup. And at the moment, with the current crop of players we've got, anything's possible.
It certainly is. You know, you look at some of these players. We've already mentioned Gareth Bale. We already know he's a superstar. Likes of Aaron Ramsey, Robson Kanu there as well. Volk's doing very well. Ashley Williams, as you say, he's always a rock at the back. So Wales have got every chance of getting through to 2018. And you know what, mate? I wish you every single bit of luck in France in 2016. Are you going to be going over?
I can imagine I will. I've somehow got to beg, borrow and steal from my bosses to make June available for me. My annual leave goes from April to April, so it's going to be a little bit tough, but I'm back in work tomorrow and I will be making lots of brews for lots of people to try and make sure I am there by hook or by crook.
Yeah, make sure that happens. Tim, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for your time, mate.